Welcome to The Rich Report, a podcast with news and information on high-performance computing. Today we're coming to you from Germany. We are on our way to Milan in a very high-speed car doing what, 100? How fast are we going, Brent?
Right now, 160, but we have been going 200 kilometers an hour.
Which is great fun, but we're going to do a little motorcycle tour here, but thought we'd take advantage of this six-hour trip we have because our flight got canceled. So, Brent, you went to the Luster BOF this week, didn't you?
Yes, I went to the BOF hosted by the EOFS folks, Hugo Falter and Frank Betke. And it was interesting to see. It was well attended, as they all are. Yeah. The room was standing room only by the time they got going. We had a presentation from Hugo Falter and then from Intel. Trish Damkroger gave an update on Intel's status with respect to Luster that was very informational and entertaining. And then a couple of technical presentations.
Okay. So the state of Luster then seemed business as usual, would you say? Or, what else is new with Luster land?
Well, Luster's riding a high right now, right? Yeah. Luster is, I think it's 9 out of the top 10 on the top 500, and it's 75 out of the top 100. Yeah. So Luster's really peaking right now. The community has really come together, and everybody's rallied around the notion of a single source tree, which is produced by the community. Intel does a lot of the heavy lifting, of course, as we all know. Yeah. But everybody's rallied behind that single tree. The recent news from Intel was that they were going to discontinue building products on top of that community release and put all of their weight into the community release itself. So it's not quite business as usual, but as Trish Damkroger pointed out, Intel is still fully committed to Luster, still doing all of the development they were doing before. Yeah. They're just not doing the products on top, nor the sales efforts that went into those products.
So they're pushing all that development they did on Enterprise Edition. They're pushing that to open source, aren't they? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea. Open source it, plus the Intel Manager for Luster is being open source. So it's a GUI front end for Luster that's proven to be quite useful in many instances.
And Brent, while we're talking here, I understand you have a new role at a new company. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, indeed. A little bit ad lib here, but I announced on Monday that I joined a company called CEO Quest, which is effectively a CEO mentorship organization based in Silicon Valley in California. And my role there will be to help other startup CEOs to understand their place in life and understand how they're running their company, help them make better decisions is the key phrase that we're using there. I had a mentor when I was at WhamCloud that wasn't really widely known, but he proved to be exceptionally helpful to me, somebody that I could go bounce ideas off that wasn't my boss like the board of directors or didn't report to me like the staff did, somebody who's been down that path before. And so I could sit with him as much as I wanted. The business model here is the startups I work with, they can get as much time of mine as they want, the CEOs can. And so I would sit with this guy, and when it came time to negotiate the sale of the company, he proved to be completely invaluable as I could go over all the processes and understand the lay of the land with respect to selling the company.
Well, Brent, I'm really excited for you in this. And how would an engagement work with a customer in this scenario that you're describing?
So the target customers we're looking for are ones that have taken a Series A round of funding. So they've got $5 million or more in investment. Yes. And or a couple million in sales activity over a year. Okay. So they've proven at a base level the core technology that they're working with. And I would engage with the CEO to do an analysis of where they're spending their time, what the strengths and weaknesses are of their direct staff, how they view the company, perhaps what their what lenses they're looking through. Most of the folks that do startups in our world, of course, are technical, and so they're viewing their startup through a technical lens. If you're a marketing person, you might view your startup through that lens. And so we're trying to bring an overall picture of what's going on to the table, and then we can dig down in the areas that the CEO might think are weak or that we identify as needing extra help when we go through that process up front.
Well, great, Brent. Thanks for sharing that with us. And what is the URL again? It's
CEOQuest.com, CEOQUEST.com.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on. That's it for the Rich Report, folks. Stay tuned for more news and information on high-performance computing.